A tennis player once revealed the secret to defeating Serena Williams in her final match, staying in her own bubble for 3 hours straight. Not superhuman talent, not perfect conditions, just complete, unwavering focus. We've all tasted moments like this, when work flows effortlessly, when conversations click, when challenges feel invigorating rather than draining. But here's what most of us get wrong. We treat these moments as lucky accidents, rare gifts from the universe. What if they're actually a skill we can develop? Research tracking hundreds of professionals through nearly 12,000 workdays discovered something remarkable. Some managers operate in their optimal state half the time, others only 10%. That gap isn't about talent or circumstance, it's about understanding how our inner landscape shapes everything we do. Think about your last truly productive day. Chances are, it wasn't when you faced the perfect challenge that matched your abilities, it was when you felt good. Architecture students absorbed in their work weren't experiencing some magical skill-challenge balance. They felt positive and autonomous. Another study found that believing your work connects to bigger goals matters more than whether the task itself is perfectly calibrated to your abilities. This flips conventional wisdom on its head. We've been chasing flow states, those rare moments when time warps and self-consciousness vanishes, when we should be cultivating something more accessible, the optimal state, where disturbing emotions stay quiet, engagement runs high, and thinking sharpens. A decade ago, suggesting feelings mattered more than IQ would have gotten you laughed out of boardrooms. Today, the evidence is overwhelming. College students' emotional intelligence scores predicted their salaries 10-12 years later, controlling for IQ, personality, and grades, with an average difference of $29,000 annually. Engineers with higher EI were rated more effective than those with superior technical skills. At Google, emotionally intelligent project managers led teams that were 20% more productive. People with higher EI become better organizational citizens, mentoring colleagues, volunteering for responsibilities, and maintaining positive culture. McKinsey found executives report 5 times greater productivity in optimal emotional states. Harvard Business School discovered that small wins consistently improved performance, with people solving problems more creatively on good days. Even health connects to EI. Employees with high emotional intelligence take 50% fewer sick days and report significantly lower stress. Some companies now report ROI exceeding 600% on EI training programs, not because they're teaching people to be nicer, but because they're developing fundamental capacities that make everything else work better. Self-awareness means understanding your emotional triggers and how they shape decisions. Strengthen it through mindfulness, emotional check-ins, and monitoring self-talk. School psychologist Mark Connor had impressive credentials but felt miserable in paperwork. Self-awareness led him to pursue psychotherapy training and create a district-wide counseling program aligned with his values. McKinsey research confirms people in optimal states share one driver, an ironclad sense their work truly matters. Steve Jobs urged Stanford students to follow their inner voice over others' opinions. Neuroscience explains why. Our brain stores life wisdom in deep circuits connected to the insula, which monitors bodily feelings, but these circuits lack direct connection to verbal cortex. Your intuitive knowledge emerges as gut feelings, not words. Self-awareness means learning to hear that quieter channel beneath the noise of shoulds and supposed tos. A 5-year-old calms his tantrum by imagining his guard dog soothed by his wise owl, concepts representing lifetime achievement foundations. The marshmallow test revealed that 4-year-olds who delayed gratification showed better social skills and academics 14 years later and slower biological aging 40 years later. The transformative news? This skill develops at any age. Each time we control impulses, we strengthen cognitive control circuits. Research confirms conscientiousness rivals IQ in predicting achievement, reflecting what Angela Duckworth calls grit, passionate perseverance despite setbacks. Carol Dweck's growth mindset shows that believing abilities develop through dedication transforms how we face challenges. Adding yet to limiting beliefs changes everything. Susan David's emotional agility emphasizes flexibly handling changes while staying goal-focused. Ashley, an ICU nurse, quit after her grandmother died during COVID. Constant stress, demands exceeding resources, had built for months. But it's not events creating burnout, it's our reactions. Under stress, our brain's fear circuits direct attention toward threats, helpful fleeing predators, exhausting processing email. Optimal performance requires shifting from sympathetic arousal to parasympathetic recovery. We find balance through meaning, meditation reducing reactivity, and controlling what we can. Employees with strong emotional intelligence report 23% greater job satisfaction and 58% higher organizational commitment. Empathy begins with theory of mind, recognizing that others have different perspectives and emotional experiences. Most children develop this by age 5, but mastering its 3 neural pathways takes a lifetime. Cognitive empathy lets us understand how others think, enabling effective communication across different viewpoints. Emotional empathy creates instantaneous brain-to-brain connection through mirror neurons, making us resonate with others' feelings. Empathic concern, genuinely caring about others' well-being, motivates pro-social behavior and places compassion within emotional intelligence. In medicine, physicians often develop detached compassion necessary for emergency rooms, but dangerous in personal relationships. In business, over 80% of CEOs agree empathy is crucial for collaboration and morale. In today's marketplace, where ratings make or break businesses, empathy has tangible value. Empathy can be cultivated through the circle of caring exercise, wishing well-being first to someone kind to you, then yourself, loved ones, acquaintances, and finally everyone everywhere. Finding sympathetic listeners reduces emotional exhaustion and builds resilience, demonstrating how empathy creates virtuous cycles. Jonathan coached Manny, a brilliant but abrasive hire whose emotional explosions threatened his job. After Manny gave him the finger, Jonathan persisted with immediate, private feedback. Here's what I saw, and here's how others felt. He also helped Manny with housing costs. Eventually, Manny transformed. Brain scans explain why. Negative feedback triggers defensive circuits, while focusing on strengths energizes learning. At Nike, Darcy Winslow discovered toxic materials in shoes, but found little interest in change. Recognizing designers as key influencers, she shared toxicity data individually. About 20 designers became engaged, excited by the challenge of reinventing shoe construction. They created non-toxic alternatives, leading Nike to embrace zero toxicity goals. Benjamin Franklin's diplomatic success in France exemplifies relationship power. When Congress ordered him to exclude France from treaty discussions with Britain, his apology letter succeeded because of his strong relationship with Foreign Minister Vergennes. Blake McCoskey of Tom's Shoes lost enthusiasm when his company pursued sales like any ordinary business. He refocused on the mission to improve lives and rekindled his passion. Studies confirm emotionally intelligent leaders drive better performance regardless of personality or IQ. A boss's emotional intelligence accounts for 70% of worker performance differences. Bus driver Govan Brown spread ripples of good feeling through his city, revealing emotional intelligence's core purpose, bringing ourselves and others closer to optimal states. As AI transforms job landscapes, emotional intelligence becomes increasingly valuable. Automation may eliminate jobs, but person-to-person excellence remains essential. Purpose exists on 2 levels: everyday pleasures, like enjoying coffee with loved ones, and deeper meaning that gives life direction. Viktor Frankl, surviving Nazi death camps, discovered that having purpose helps us endure even the worst circumstances. Whoever has a why to live can bear almost any how. Creativity unfolds through immersion in problems, incubation when minds wander, and illumination when insight strikes. The most beneficial curiosity is joyous exploration, wide-ranging interest coupled with genuine pleasure in learning. Your optimal state isn't a permanent destination. It's a practice, a choice made in small moments throughout each day. When emotions rise, pause to truly listen and find meaning in small wins. You're building the architecture of your best life, one intentional moment at a time.